fried chicken gets people fired up, and I don't just mean hungry. But why? I've done some digging, and some digging in, and I've found a few reasons beyond the simple fact that it's delicious. The timing is important. Fried chicken is top of mind in New Orleans right now because this Sunday, September 25th, the new Fried Chicken Festival debuts downtown in Lafayette Square. It follows the familiar format shared by many of the festivals that now crowd the New Orleans calendar. But the reason this one has struck a special chord isn't because of a headlining band or a celebrity chef. It's because of fried chicken, a dish with its own fan club. Ask people why they get excited about the stuff, and the answers are consistent, if not too revealing. Most will point out that, well, everyone just loves fried chicken. Or, more whimsical and vague still, that there's just something about fried chicken. Indeed, there is. And to get more insight on it, I've been eating fried chicken and talking fried chicken with some of the vendors who will be on hand for the Fried Chicken Festival. Between the crunchy skin and the juicy meat, there are some common themes for our fried chicken fascination. And, happily, you can taste your way through them at the fest. 1. The appeal of fried chicken is universal, but the particulars behind it are highly personal. Saying you love fried chicken isn't enough. It's like saying you're into rock and roll. Whose chicken? Which style? Name names. Before New Orleans had much of a barbecue scene to speak of, there was already fierce pride and rivalry around fried chicken. Recipes, techniques, seasoning, people talked about the fundamentals of their fried chicken, the way others approach their brisket and ribs. Or, just as importantly, they refused to talk about them at all. People have their favorites, and they take them seriously. Our second storyline here, fried chicken is a Southern classic, but it's also open for interpretation and for the stamp of other global flavors. We have a fried chicken tradition, no doubt about it, but you can get creative with fried chicken and not get laughed out of the room. Make it a sandwich, a slider, or a po' boy. Pair it with waffles, with bacon, with French fries, or nachos, or tacos. Fried chicken can be the main act or a gratuitous garnish, and it remains compelling. The flavors change, the appeal endures. And finally, reason number 3 for the fried chicken fixation. Fried chicken is an indulgence, but one that's down home and as approachable as a hug from a loving aunt. It goes beyond comfort food. Fried chicken might just be the ultimate down home party food. It's made in big batches. It's portable. There's no utensils required. Though you better keep those napkins handy. You probably shouldn't dig into the stuff daily, but at family events, on parade routes, and at game day gatherings, fried chicken feels right at home. Put all of this together for a festival, and well, it's no surprise when you see people flock to the box. You can find details on the Fried Chicken Festival at wwno.org.